Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Hello there and welcome to Dogs with Jobs. I'm Kate Fairweather and I've got slightly left field show for you today because we are at Crufts. I went along to the world's biggest dog show in March and it was fascinating. It's so big, it's so varied. Whatever your interest is in dogs, really, it's there. And of course, I homed right in on the therapy dogs always, but also the other working dogs, and I went on working and pastoral day. So I captured some lovely interviews and I was really taken with the heel work to music. And this is what we're going to listen to today. It was fascinating. There's a huge arena at Crufts, and that's where you see a lot of the demonstrations, like, for example, from the West Midlands Police, or you see areas like agility, where the course is set up in the arena and you can watch the dogs doing it. Heel work to music is a wonderful discipline about which I knew very little. And so I learnt a lot talking to Lucy Heath and Lucy Creek and their two delicious collies who were so talented and so clever. It's a really clever discipline and there's a wonderful relationship between the handler and dog. And while it's not our usual flavour, is it, with working dogs, these dogs, trust me, are most definitely working. There's a lot of talent, there's a lovely relationship here. And so we got a fascinating behind the scenes glimpse as I found myself disappearing off to the dressing room to go and speak to Lucy Creek and her lovely dog Bakersfield and Lucy Heath and her lovely dog Strike. So here we go. Have a listen to what it sounds like in the arena.
And that's how it's done, ladies and gentlemen, Lucy Creek with Bakersfield. I love the energy of that routine. Wasn't that fantastic? Brilliant stuff. You can tell how much Bakersfield enjoys performing and enjoys being in the arena, being in the limelight. Fantastic. What a great routine to Uptown Funk. Bakersfield is a very loving dog and a born performer indeed. Absolutely. Take a look at the big screen. There we go. Lucy Creek, a score of 26.60, puts her into second place. Wow. Well done to Lucy there. Fantastic routine with Bakersfield and going into second place.
Lucy, I was just so impressed with everything about heel work to music at Crufts. And I'm not an aficionado of this, but I was sitting in the audience, the warmth of the audience and the way that everyone is totally transfixed
it's
was noticeable.
I know. It's such a brilliant sport. And you get it in the heel work to music community as well. It is such a friendly sport that everybody supports each other. Everybody wants everyone else to do well because it's a difficult sport.
Now, let's start off, for anyone not familiar with heel work to music, perhaps who hasn't had the joy of coming to Crufts and watching those in the very top tier doing it so well, how did you get into it? And tell me about your dog.
Well, I got into heel work to music through a workshop by the great Richard Curtis when I was doing a obedience at the time with my beagle. And it was all right. He was reasonable at it, but there wasn't that joy. You know, I wasn't feeling that he was really... I couldn't do agility with him because he had a very slight back issue.
This was your beagle?
This was my beagle. And then someone came along and did this workshop for heel work to music. And I'm like, well, hang on, I can do a few tricks that will suit him that aren't going to stress his... Because he just had a little tiny niggle in his back. Just an actual fact, a lot of the physio exercises he had to do were tricks that we had to do for heel work to music anyway. Things like the turns and the sideways movements and things like that. And I'm like, well, if he's doing those for physio, why don't we just put a little bit of a routine together with that?
So, make it fun.
Yeah, exactly. And so we started off with him. And I did try and take him to a couple of competitions. We didn't have, nowadays, we have these great things called training shows where you can go along and do just with treats and toys and things like that. Back in those days, it wasn't a thing. And so, bless him, it was his first competition we tried was in a cow shed where they cleared out part of it, but not the other part. And he was like, did a few tricks and then went, you know, I'm going to go off and have a eat of all the cow muck that's over in that corner. And I was mortified, I have to say. I was like, but he's so good, I promise you. It's really good. But the community was so lovely because they were like, They clearly saw that he had something, and had several people come up to me afterwards and go, don't give up, because it's just because, you know, it's a different environment, it's difficult for him, you just have to practice in more environments. So I'm very new at this point. So we just went to lots of different places, car parks, demos. Demos are great because if you get into like the shows where they've got like horses and things in before you, you're really having to work around like the horse muck and in the ring, those sort of things. And yeah, I mean, he started getting really well, during that time I then got myself another beagle, and was like, right, I'm going to start this one from the beginning. Now I know a bit like what I'm doing. And she was amazing, and she made it to the Crufts Freestyle Finals 5 times, I think.
Wow. So you're quite the veteran, aren't you?
Yeah.
And were there qualities about that dog that made her, good? What was she called?
Teasel. Okay. Teasel. And in her litter, we asked for the craziest one in the litter. She was a litter of 14, and they're like, if you want him crazy, have this one. Oh, she was a witch when she was a puppy. Proper bitey, mouthy, kind of would just took a lot, but it was just because she was so clever. Yeah. And it was just trying to get that cleverness to then be fun for her.
You see, it's interesting because that comes up time after time. In many of our podcasts, we find that some of the best working dogs have essentially failed as pets. Many are rescued.
Oh, yeah,
that's surprising. So to hear you say you wanted the craziest beagle in the litter, I'm a beagle owner and lover.
Oh,
yes,
lovely,
and
excellent.
I know that you don't know what crazy means until you've had a crazy beagle.
We actually have ended up with a rehomed beagle now, because we lost Spider and got a wire head and 2 collars.
Okay.
I've got a wirehead Vizsla, and she stopped eating. She wouldn't do anything. Even though we had the other dogs, she was so best friends with this beagle that I was like, right, I'm just going to go. I'll ask around. It was COVID time, so the rescues were all shut. I'm like, well, I'll go to the big breeder and see if they've got any. They're like, oh, we've got this nice 9-month-old male. I'm like, well, that sounds good. Nice sort of age, blah, blah, blah. We went there. He was just so laid back and kind of like, nah. We were like, you know what? It's just not what we're looking for. It's just not got that sparkle. They're like, well, hang on, we've got this, like, nearly 4-year-old bitch that she's crazy. We don't know what to do with her. We can't release her to a pet home. So she's kind of getting end up stuck in kennels, but she doesn't like it because she's, like, stealing things and trying to jump out, and she's, like, having a go at the other dogs and things like that. I'm like, oh, have a look at her.
Bit of a dream for a rescue,
clearly. Yeah. Oh, my God, you could just see she had that little spark in her eye of, I want to do something. And we were like, yeah, we'll take her home on a trial. And yeah, she's never gone back. So she's absolutely brilliant. So she's doing agility and heel work to music. She's not doing freestyle yet, but we're sort of dabbling.
So you're talking about freestyle. And while you're talking about the early days in cow sheds with lots of muck, we're sitting here, you're in a sparkly jumpsuit with your red flower corsage and your sparkly and your red shoes. And I'm having trouble putting together you in the ring, which looks really quite glamorous, and those early beginnings. So tell us about today and introduce us to your dog.
Well, this is Bakersfield. He is my youngest dog. He's 3 years old. We had his father. His father was a 10 times Crufts winner in Heel Works Music and Freestyle.
Oh, gosh. So breeding is behind him?
Yeah.
In the same way as you would want it in a gun dog?
Yeah. So we'd been approached to breed him, and I was like, oh, shall I have a puppy from that litter? And when he arrived, and he looked just like his dad, and I'm like, okay, no, I can't resist him. He's got that look in his eyes. He wants to come home with us. And I have to say, he's the sweetest dog in the world.
And he's lying there in a very mellow way for one who's been performing so beautifully.
Yeah, well, they kind of know when they can switch off and when we're working. So
how do you tell him he's working?
You get
put
that
the
toy out.
On.
You get that toy out. You get the special collar out. And they will just spring up and go, right, what do you want me to do now? Because, yeah, I mean, especially with long days like crafts and things like that, they need to know the difference between when you're working and when you're in chill out time.
Yeah.
So this, yeah, he now knows, like, leads on, you know, you can just chill out. That's what you can do now. So, yeah, yeah, it's, otherwise you end up, especially if, like with my last dog, we ended up winning the freestyle,
yeah.
And then we had to work the heel work, and then we were then in the internationals. You've got 3 days of
right working. Lucy, I'm going to stop you there for anyone who has no idea what heel work is.
Mm-hmm.
Now in the first section it's about literally the steps, isn't it, and being in sync, and
so
the judges are looking at the dog, not at you
generally. Yeah, so there are two divisions to our sports. There's heel work to music, and then there's freestyle.
Yes.
Heel work to music is more obedience based. It's okay. About your dog working next to you and in a very accurate position. So they should be sort of really in line with your leg.
So the points from the judges are technical, and they're looking at your footwork.
Yeah, they're not so much looking at your footwork, but they're looking that as you're moving around the ring, the dog's not moving away from you or like getting in the wrong position. It's sort of like that nice 90 degrees with a nice kind of looking smart and happy as they're working kind of thing. And there's several heel work positions you can use so that it's not just on your left-hand side, it's right-hand side across your body, so that you've got a bit of variation. And then mostly the sort of the trick element comes in when you're changing from position to position.
Got it.
So that's your heel work to music. And then your freestyle is, as it says, kind of free. You can do as many tricks as you want to. You can have the dog at distance. You can basically write a routine that suits your dog. So if your dog doesn't like heel work, that doesn't matter. There doesn't have to be any heel work in that routine.
So it's almost artistic, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was thinking about ice dance while I was watching it.
Yeah.
On the one hand, you have to have all those skills in place. And on the other, it's about what you do with it. And tell us what your music was, because I started smiling as soon as your music came on.
It was Uptown Funk. Bless it. It's a really good bit of music for a young dog.
Yeah.
Because you can, if it starts to go wrong, you can just ad lib and put a bit in that you know is just a bit easier instead of maybe what you had planned, which was a bit trickier. So
hang on. So are you ad libbing when you're out there?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because in that ring today, because for Crufts you cannot practice anywhere for that big old boom camera.
Okay.
And if you'd been watching closely, you would have seen a couple of times him duck and look at the boom camera as we were working.
Right.
So I'm not going to put him under stress by asking him to do something tricky. I'm going to just help him out, let him do something that he really enjoys doing at that point, like a nice spin or a round or something like that, which really G's him back up. And he's like, yeah, okay, Mama, we're having a good time, aren't we? Yeah. And then when we're having a good time again, then we can then go back to our original programme, as it were.
I should add that he's giving you a lovely kiss at the moment. And
he's
they do look very relaxed. We've got three dogs in here and they've hardly made a sound, really, and they're lovely sofas for them. So I'm interested in that. So that you were improvising as you go along because you're having to make decisions on the fly with him.
Yeah. I mean, there will be bits in the routine which, when you're practicing at home, maybe haven't gone right 100% of the time.
Yeah.
So you already have a plan B for those moments.
Okay.
Say you've got, I don't know, you're going to do a foot paw cross or something, but sometimes they kind of walk towards you a bit. Well, okay, we'll add in a reverse at that point to get them back away from me. Rather than kind of think, so you just sort of, you've got a plan B ready for bits which have had potential to go wrong in training. But then there's always things that they throw at you, like the camera thing. Well,
yes.
I've never had him freeze.
And that's like a big camera on a kind of zip line, isn't it?
Yeah, and
the
it comes across their
arena.
Heads. Yeah.
And also, there's that warmth somehow. You know, if you walk into a crowded room, you can sense the bodies there.
Oh, yeah.
It must be a bit like that. An empty field is very different.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You do feel that audience. Yeah, you can kind of hear everybody in there, can't you?
And does he love it?
He seems to have. It's his first year, so yeah. I mean, he seemed to really enjoy himself. So yeah, I hope he enjoyed it. He came out with a big grin on his face. So yeah, I think he enjoyed
himself.
He's
looking happy and a bit yawny.
Okay, we move on. Our next freestyle routine comes courtesy of 5-year-old Border Collie dog Strike. And please welcome Lucy Heath. So this is Lucy with Strike. Still more, here comes the sun. And Strike's routine today is in honour and memory of Lucy's beloved border collie, Indy, who sadly passed away last year. So this is in tribute. And as you can see, Lucy is going to be Pink Lady, I do believe. Here we go.
What's a priest lightning?
And Lucy Heath did a wonderful, I loved both of your routines.
Thank you.
But I particularly love Grease. It's my generation.
Oh, yes.
It's my generation.
Yeah.
And I loved the way that you were acting out to the words. So tell me how you approached the whole thing, because I believe the commentator said it was his first year.
Yes, it's his first ever year at Crufts. And so I wanted a nice upbeat song. Sort of thing. I don't want to make things too complicated for a dog who's not very experienced and stuff like that. And my dog in a million dog of my dreams passed away last year. And the Grease Mega Mix was one of her best heel work routines at Crufts. Right. But it's something I didn't do in freestyle. So I thought with my routines, I wanted to use them as a way to like honour her in memory of her. Don't cry, Lucy. Oh. But yeah, so that's why I chose that song for Strike.
And tell us about your dog.
He is absolutely...
What's his name again?
His name is Strike.
Strike.
He's just 5 years old, but he, just
and
as he was ready to...
beautiful collie.
Oh, yeah, a red Merle border collie, yeah.
And lovely, very unusual looks.
Yeah,
actually.
And his big yellow eyes.
Yeah.
But just as he was old enough to compete, the pandemic hit.
Yes.
So just as we'd be getting our dogs out into competitions and training shows and things like that, the whole world closed down. So he was very nervous. He turned very dog reactive. He was nervous of people. Mm. You can probably tell now he loves everybody, so it's all changed. So, but he had... yeah, a little bit more of a difficult start than some of my other dogs would have had.
And has this change been around bringing him to work again?
Yeah, he like loves everybody, just wants to kiss and hug everybody. He's just, he loves his life, yeah, and he loves it. He absolutely loves it. But it's just been a little bit of a harder journey than if I suppose I'd got him in right from young and, you know, practiced as I would have with my other dogs and stuff.
So it sounds like you're also very experienced in this area and you've done Crufts before.
Yeah, I think this was us. 16th Crufts final.
Oh my gosh.
As in like per dog though, not as in 16 years, but 16 Crufts finals with dogs I've qualified for, yeah, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how does Strike?
Do you know what? That is the best first Crufts I've had for any of my dogs that I've ever owned. My dog in a million I spoke of, Indy, her first Crufts, she was so scared she ran out the ring.
Right.
And we had to withdraw her, and it took a lot of work to get her to be really happy and vibrant in that ring again. Trip, I mean, without the treats, he was very much like, what's the point in this?
Yeah.
His first ever Crufts. And, Foxy, my other dog, her first ever Crufts, she was a little bit distracted. So Strike, I really was, like, that's the best first Crufts I've ever had with a dog ever.
And were you surprised about that?
No, I don't know. I think I was, not too surprised. I think he's had quite a lot of experience in demos and stuff now, but since the pandemic, all of our performances seem to be outdoors. The indoor events seem to have really closed down. So we haven't had much experience indoors, and you don't know with the acoustics and things, and collies are very complicated creatures, aren't you? They're very sort of over-aware of things, you know.
Is he quite noise sensitive?
He can be, yeah, he can be. Yeah. Certainly to, like,
I guess also, if it doesn't sound too nutty, outdoors is more like another outdoors place. I mean, the arena today, I was just, the crowds and the lights. And,
that's
you know,
it.
There's so much going
there
on,
is,
as the other Lucy was just saying.
Yeah.
But he did terrifically well. Now, I was I was really rooting for
you. Oh, thank you.
With Grease. And actually, you got a really great reaction.
You did. It was super.
And I was wondering if it was slightly music-related.
Yeah.
But also, you incorporated a lot of gestures, like whispering in your ear, tell me more, and that kind of thing. They did deduct points for what I thought was rather charming as a complete novice listener,
which is, I thought,
he was doing little woofs. And
he wasn't too bad, but he did have a few little barks. So they took some off for that. So.
Summer, now.
so much fun. Tell me more. Wasn't that brilliant? That's Lucy Heaton and five-year-old border collie Shrike, who you can tell absolutely loves to perform, was born to perform. John Travolta couldn't have done better himself. We did hear a few barks from Shrike there. Sometimes that can lead to a deduction, but we will see. It's down to our judges. The scores are in for Lucy Heath with a score of 26.10. Lucy goes into fourth place with Shrike. Please give Lucy a big hand. There we go, a score of 26.10. Those are those deductions there that we mentioned. So it was a brilliant routine, and coming into fourth place for Lucy Heath and Shrike.
So that came from Crofts, and what an experience it was. There were lots of wonderful things about Crofts, not least, you know, obviously you can see whatever you are interested in. There are five huge halls that are stuffed full of people offering services, selling goods and around dogs, but also just huge numbers of people, everyone obsessed with dogs. It's a wonderful, wonderful day out. A bit exhausting, but wonderful. And one of the things that I really enjoyed, and I think you probably got a hint of it from the bit that I recorded actually in the arena, the judges, the commentators, everybody's so happy and positive. And if a dog gets eliminated on an agility round, for example, the whole crowd claps them home. And there's this big connection between the crowd and the dogs, which is wonderful to see. And you probably caught a flavour of that when the marks came in for Lucy Heath. And just because Spike had done a few little barks, they got marked down. And you can hear the crowd didn't like that and were actually kind of booing because they were such crowd pleasers. So there were lots of wonderful examples in the heel work to music, but I wanted to bring you my conversation with Lucy and Lucy because they were the ones that I watched in the arena, and I thought it would be nice to chat to them. But the talent was amazing and the dogs were amazing, and I think perhaps one of the loveliest things about Crofts is that a lot of people there, the vast majority of people who are involved in the organising and the show, are actually volunteers. All of those judges, this is my understanding anyway, no one's getting paid. Of course, the Kennel Club has fantastic, very hardworking staff who are putting things together, including helping me get into the dressing rooms for a little behind the scenes glimpse into what it's like, you know, to compete and to work your dog in that way. But overall, fantastic experience. Definitely going back next year. Highly recommend it. And coming up, I've got a lovely little interview with a competitor in the agility side of things coming up in another few weeks. And then I had a wonderful interview that I captured with an incredibly experienced handler and instructor with the West Midlands Police. I've been wanting to interview one of these for a long time, who has an explosives dog. So that's a little run of Crofts related interviews coming up, and I hope you enjoy them as much as I did recording them. Have a great few weeks. I will be back in another couple of weeks with another update from Crofts. Do keep the introductions coming. You know I love to be in touch with working dogs. Dogs with Jobs, presented by Kate Fairweather and produced with John Wellsman.
This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty, Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.